Good afternoon, New York, and the rest of our listeners around the globe. My name is June Stoyer, and I'm the host of the Organic View Radio Show. Our podcast is available on iTunes, Zune, and every major podcast provider. So if you can't catch the show live, you can download it or simply use our free podcast player on our website, which is www.theorganicview.com. If you have any questions for our guests, there are many ways you can contact the show. You can post your question on our wall on Facebook, Skype us, send us a tweet on Twitter to @TheOrganicView. Now you can connect us even with Google Plus, or simply call into the show at area code 917-932-1068. Today, my guest is author Kathy Spencer, and her book is called How to Shop for Free. Now, although the economy may not be thriving, people will always take advantage of a bargain, because the bottom line is saving money at any time of the year is always welcome. It doesn't matter if it's a simple discount that is run during lunchtime or from a coupon. Consumers today are more savvy than ever. Some shoppers actually have their strategy down to a science. Author Kathy Spencer offers such advice gleaned from years of coupon clipping and discount hunting. In How to Shop for Free, Shopping Secrets for Smart Women Who Love to Get Something for Nothing, this book takes finding a good bargain to a whole new level by acquainting readers with the little-known tricks of the retail world. Kathy offers valuable tips and tricks on how to score organic food, products, and other items for free, as well how to take advantage of giveaways from many popular stores. Now, this isn't just about just simply going to your Sunday circular. I mean, she uncovers all sorts of secrets as far as different club programs, utilizing eBay, and also keys to avoiding the scams that are out there. And she also talks about the truth about rebates, all the buy one, get one free offers, rain checks, so on and so forth. So this is a show that I know many people will be listening to for quite a bit of time, especially because everybody out there is looking to save money any way that they can. So I'd like to welcome Kathy Spencer to The Organic View. Good afternoon, Kathy, and welcome to the show.
Hi, June. Thanks for having me.
Now, Kathy, can you tell our audience about yourself? How did you wind up writing this book?
It's a long story. I pretty much grew up using coupons, but about 5 years ago, I took it to extreme level. My husband had been sick. He was up for promotion. He ended up getting sick, and when he was out of work, I realized there had to be another way to make this all work. Pretty much had my light bulb moment in the middle of a grocery store when I realized, you know, instead of getting one or two things for free, I should focus on getting as many as I can and just keep cutting down my grocery bill. And that's what I did. I started a website. It just started to snowball. I thought it was going to be a few people. It ended up just growing and growing. We ended up getting nominated Best of Yahoo. We moved our group to Big Ten, got nominated Best of Big Ten, and then I ended up being on the Good Morning America show. Got my grocery bill down to a penny on TV, and that's when my phone started ringing off the hook with offers, and that's how I got my book deal from that. So it just kind of all fell into my lap in a crazy whirlwind way.
Now, I'm just curious, what is the maximum amount of money that you've actually saved in one shopping trip?
I honestly, off the top of my head, I don't know, but I know Inside Edition estimated that I saved $60,000 a year by using coupons, and my average grocery bill's $4 a week. So I focus more on what I don't, like I try and keep my, watch my number of what I'm spending to that $4 a week. I don't really pay attention to it as much as how much I actually save, but that maybe I'll have to look into that a little more.
Now, I'm just curious, have you been approached by any of the business schools actually to work with some of the professors as far as incorporating some of your methodology into their curriculum? Because honestly, the things that you cover not only pertain, it's not so much what you do, but it's the strategy.
Mm-hmm. And I have had a few colleges ask me to teach at their school. One of my daughter's friend, actually her friend did a report before they were even friends on the economy and did his project, his, I can't think of the right word, at the end of the year when they do their big thing at college. He did his whole presentation based on me, and he didn't even know that I was her mother because of a different last name. So it's kind of funny how it all works out. But so far, no professors have called me yet.
Well, that's got to be such an amazing feeling to have accomplished so much just out of your own needs.
Exactly,
yeah.
And yeah, and there's no magic wand to it. I always tell anybody, can do this if you want to do this. You set your mind to it. I can show you how to do it, and you can do it on your own. And I think that's what empowers people once it clicks, and they realize they can do this on their own, and they can not only help themselves, but they can help others that are in need right now. It's a really empowering feeling.
Now, do you offer any type of seminars or conduct any type of workshops?
I do. I do seminars. I was doing house parties where I go to your house and do it, but it's actually just gotten so big and started to snowball. I'm focusing more on larger events and something I call a coupon class for a cause, where if there's a nonprofit organization or someone looking to raise money for a cause, I'll do the class and then donate proceeds of the event to their cause. So it's just another way to pay it forward and pay it back, because I believe, you know, I'm big on paying it forward, and I believe it comes back around and blesses you in some form or way or another.
I'm surprised that Oprah hasn't added you to her network at this point.
I know. Actually, I'm hoping for Ellen, though. I was shopping with Ellen, but I would love to be part of Oprah. No offense to Oprah, but I would love to do that, but I'm focusing on Ellen.
A quick question for you. How do the men respond to your classes and also to your book? Do you think that the men take a look at this and they say, hey, you know, this isn't just for women?
Yes, definitely, and more so now than ever. Before, I go to the grocery store, and I just see the big change in numbers at the grocery store now. Before, it was primarily a woman's game. It was the woman at the grocery store, and now there's a lot more men out there, a lot more men interested, and a lot more men I find approaching me and coming to my classes that want to know how, and for whatever reason, their wife hasn't done it yet, and they're grabbing their wife and getting their wife on board. So the roles are reversing a little bit. There's definitely a larger percentage of men into this now that, for whatever reason, they need to pay more attention to their finances and realize if, you know, they can eliminate their grocery bill or even cut it in half, that you know, they want to learn. So it's great.
And what about teenagers? It's interesting. I was at a store the other day, and I was really pleased to see this teenager, and I know it was a teenager based upon the braces and whatnot, but she had a whole lot of coupons.
Great.
And all I thought to myself was, what a smart kid.
Very smart, probably a smart parent that taught her too. There are a lot of kids. I've had kids as young as 7 come to my classes, and I think it's great. It's cute. I think one of my biggest fans is 7 years old. You would have thought he was seeing, you know, a teen idol or something when he saw me walk into the room. He was so excited. But if you teach them at such a young age, they're going to carry this with them for their life. And, you know, there's so many, you know, the last generation of credit card debt. We can change all that just by showing them how to spend and how to save. I really consider coupons life-changing, as silly as it sounds, but if you start a kid so young to get them to appreciate the value of a dollar and know that they don't have to spend their dollars, they can spend their coupons as dollars. It's, you know, kids have a lot of fun with it, and college kids, and the younger the better. It's just, you know, it's great. Like, who doesn't want something for free?
Of course. But the thing is that there are a lot of people who are mortified at the thought of being online and pulling out a coupon. How do you deal with people that, for example, I remember once I had one of my students was there with her spouse, and the whole discussion was about how embarrassing it is when you're at the supermarket, and especially if there's a line, and then you have all of these coupons and whatnot. How do you deal, or what do you say to people that feel it's an embarrassment? Or something that, perhaps this is making us look as though we're cheap or mm-hmm. what have you. What do you say to that?
Well, there's a lot of people that feel that, but luckily, I mean, the coupons is what's big right now. So it's before where I used to call it, people would have coupon cooties. They were afraid to touch them. They were afraid to redeem them. They were afraid their friends would see them. But now couponing is, you know, what's new, what's hot, what, you know, everybody's doing it. There's, you know, all these TV shows on it and so much, you know, around it. I'm not embarrassed by it, but I understand some people are. Anytime I'm in line and there's people behind me, I always just show them my stack of coupons because, you know, before they would huff and puff, but now they're more intrigued, and I just show them this big stack and say, look, I have a lot of coupons. This is going to take a while. You can either pick another line or you can start taking notes. And more, you know, 9 out of 10 times, they want to take notes. They want to learn how to do it. There's still the people that just say, it's not for me. I don't need to save, or I don't want to save. And if they say they don't need to save, I try and change how they think and just say, well, maybe you don't, but maybe somebody you know or in your neighborhood or in your town does. And if you can pick up something for them and it doesn't cost you anything, use it and redeem it for them. Use it and fill your food pantry or your animal shelter or help somebody else. So, and if not and you're not going to do it, then give me your coupons from your Sunday paper because I'm certainly going to use them. It's once they start seeing how much you save, it's basically, to me, it's, you know, the right economic. If you want to say you're financially smart, then why would you waste money at the grocery store when you can save? So to me, it's like you're kind, you know, look at it as you're smart. Shouldn't be embarrassed. If you're a guy and you have coupons and you're single, it's a great pickup. I see so many, you know, girls love a guy that's smart with their money and uses coupons, and you know, it's a good conversation starter. So I think couponing is changing, and it's more the in thing to do. So hopefully people, you know, will jump in on that. If not, then send me your coupons.
Where do you primarily source your discounts from? Are they mostly with the Sunday circular and, say, magazine coupons? Or where do you first begin, or where would you recommend somebody begin, say, if there's somebody out there that says, you know, maybe I should give this coupon or this discount thing a second try because I need to get over this whole sense of feeling embarrassed?
Well, coupons are everywhere, and you just really have to start looking, and you realize they're in front of your eyes almost everywhere. Obviously, you can get them from the Sunday paper. I personally don't pay for the paper. I don't want to, you know, waste the money of the $4 on the Globe. I'll look for the local free papers that have coupons in them. You can also find coupons all over the grocery store, at the service desk, the checkout, the store, at the aisles, on the products. There, anytime you go to the dentist or the doctor or the pediatrician or the vet, that's usually where you're going to find your best high-value ticket items, high-value ticket coupons, I mean. And they're unique. You can get them there. You can print them from websites like coupons.com, Redplum. There's a new service out there called Saving Star where you're not really redeeming them at the register, but it puts it into a bank account so you can actually see if it's worth it for you, and you don't have to, you know, no one knows if you have your coupon cuties. There's just so many different resources. You can even purchase coupons through trading sites or auction sites and get great money-saving coupons off of things like eBay and actually pay, you know, pay nickels or dimes for a coupon to get free products. So there's just tons and tons of places out there. On my website, we have a trading site. You can trade for coupons. You know, if you have pets that coupons you're not going to use and you want baby coupons, you trade with somebody. So there's just so many resources.
That's a fantastic idea. That really is, because I know personally there's so many coupons that I'm sent and I don't do anything with them. I just toss them. I'm sure somebody else that. Well, there are certain coupons that I know, like for example, for some of the more upscale garden centers where they rarely give out a discount, and what I'll do is I'll go on Craigslist and I'll say, okay, I have you know, so many passes with, or so many, you know, coupons for this amount. If you want them, please send me a self-addressed envelope. I'll pop it in, and, you know, happy shopping.
Yeah, and that's a great way. That's a great way to get coupon inserts, too. You could just post, you know, that you're looking for Sunday inserts that someone's not going to use, or is there a paper boy in my neighborhood that has some extra coupon inserts that weren't distributed, and it's just a free resource. They don't end up in a landfill, so it's good for the environment. It's a, you know, win-win for everybody.
One of the things that I found really disappointing is if you do not get the Sunday paper, if you are specifically buying the Sunday paper for the circulars. I made the mistake recently of picking up the paper, not paying attention to what was inside the paper. I had inserts, but somebody swiped all the coupons.
Yeah, and unfortunately that happens. Or you might have done it on a federal holiday, because federal holidays, they usually don't print. Red Plum and Smart Source don't have a distribution on the holiday, so it could have been that. But unfortunately, because coupons have exploded so much, there's good and bad with everything, and there are a few bad apples that will steal all the inserts from your paper. So when I go to the store, if you're going to buy the paper, I'll always grab the paper on the bottom or check before you leave the store, because you don't want to be the one, pay for that reason and get home and find out you didn't get any, because that kind of stings. So
yeah, that happened, and it's interesting. Some of the stores now, especially in the New York area, it's amazing what you can get even in the pharmacies, like a CVS, a Walgreens. They have all sorts of products that you get for anywhere from a penny to they have all these coupons that are on the product. Then you get an additional $5 off if you spend $15, and just all sorts of different combinations.
Mm-hmm.
What is your recommendation for utilizing those types of sales? Do they? I know that there is a system where apparently every so many weeks that particular sale is repeated. How do you keep track of that, and how do you find out, is there any way to find out when a particular sales cycle is going to be running, so that you can kind of get your coupons in order ahead of time so you can really get the most for your money?
Yeah, okay, but there's a couple of questions. The first one you talked about, the 5 off 15, I'm just going to start with that one.
Sure.
That one you want to use, that's what something we would call stacking. So if you're at CVS and they give you a coupon, 5 off your purchase of $15, I would use something like that with $10 worth of product that worked out free with coupons, and it gets a little confusing, but say toothpaste was on sale for $1 and you had 10 $1 off coupons. So you get 10 tubes of toothpaste equals $10 with your 10 $1 off coupons. That makes all of that free. Now you also have this 5 off 15 coupons, so you want to add an extra $5 into the mix to make, now you have $5 in free money. So I take that $5 and get your milk or something, milk and juice, things that are harder to get, that'll equal $15. Now it's all completely free. So that's how you would stack. And if you go to CVS, they also have that big red price scanner machine where if you want to know how much your drink was, you'd scan it at that machine in the front of the store. You actually want to scan your CVS card there, and it spits out coupons, and that's usually where you're going to get your 5 off 15 coupon that's been spit out, or a free candy bar coupon.
You scan your CVS card in the price checker?
Yep. And it spits little coupons out. And once you scan it, don't walk away. Count to 5 and then scan it again and again until it tells you no more coupons available. Each time you scan it, there'll be different coupons that print out. Sometimes you might only get one set of coupons. Sometimes you might get 3 or 4. So just keep scanning until the machine tells you you're done. And that's where you're going to get some great store coupons. You can also combine store coupons with a manufacturer's coupon for added savings. So if you scan your card there and it gives you, CVS store coupon, $1 off any makeup product, and then you have a manufacturer, $1 off Alme. Now that equals, you can use both of them together to get $2 off an Alme product, and if there's one on clearance for $2, then it's free. So that's what we call stacking, and it's a great source that most people don't realize. You can combine the two, and you can throw in your 5 off 15 and stack it all together and walk out completely free.
But the thing is, what if you're buying an Alme, as you pointed out, you're buying an Alme product and you don't use Alme products? Isn't that kind of pointless?
No, not to me. I mean, a lot of people think that, but if it's completely free and you're there, why not pick it up? Gift it to somebody, give it to a friend to cheer them up the next day at work, bring it to a battered woman's shelter, and just donate it. I'm a strong believer, if it's free and you're there, why not take it and give it to somebody else? And it's just good karma.
That's an interesting perspective, because I have passed up so many different things like that, just basically because I would never use the product or just have, don't know anybody that would, but to donate it is something that I just wouldn't have thought of, and that's really something to consider, especially since the food pantries all over are really bare.
They
so,
are.
You know, even one product can really make the difference, because all it takes is one person to donate one product, and you multiply that by 10 people, and lo and behold, it starts to add up.
It does. It does. And I'm not even your food pantry. I'm big on helping seniors, because I've found since doing this that so many seniors local to me that will suffer silently without asking for help. So I always believe start closest to home, and I try and help the ones around me first and then work out to the food pantries and then further and further out. But I always say if you get a free thing in toothpaste and you're not going to need it, look for a senior on the street that you don't even know is suffering, because most of them will not ask for help. They don't, you know, want to ask for help, and just give it to them, and, you know, help them make a difference in their life, and then you can even teach them and take them with you and, you know, adopt a senior friend or something. But there's just so much you can give away if you shop like this and if it's free. You know, I'm constantly criticized, you know, by the media saying, oh, she must get so much things that she doesn't need or waste time getting something. But if it's free and I don't need it, diabetes monitors is my best suggestion. They work out free all the time with a coupon. I don't have diabetes, but if I can get it for free and give it to someone, and it comes with the strips that they need to test themselves, and if they're not testing themselves as often as they're supposed to, and I can change their life by helping them do what they're medically supposed to and test themselves, how could you not do it and help someone that needs it? So just a different way to look at it.
I think that's really very thoughtful and very considerate to do something like that. And I mean, I've donated quite a number of things that either I bought and just didn't need it. It was just too much of one particular item, or if I was given something like that. You know, but from here on out, you've converted somebody.
Okay.
I will pick it up, and, you know, just for that very reason. When it comes to shopping in the club stores, how do you save money in those places, like a BJ's, a Costco, Sam's Club? They have all the big
bulk stores.
Big club stores, mm-hmm. Not only in the United States and Canada, but I don't know what they have in Europe. But these club stores I find to be very intimidating, because usually you go in there for one thing, and one thing becomes $500
mm-hmm.
an hour and a half later.
I personally don't shop at the big stores like that. You can walk out of BJ's with things for free, because they do allow stacking coupons. They take coupons, and they actually allow you, if you got like a 10-pack of Oral-B toothbrushes, and they were all individually packaged inside this one big container, you could use a coupon in each one that was in that package.
No kidding.
Well as, yeah. And you can stack, if BJ's had their own store coupon, you could stack that on it too. So that's the only way you're going to get something, but you're going to get your toothpaste and toothbrushes if you're paying for them. Stop, they're free all the time at CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid. So I don't even bother with those stores. A lot of people look at them as they have a good unit price, and some people try and teach you to shop by unit price. Look at look for the lowest unit price, and they feel that's the best deal. To me, unit price means nothing to me. My goal is always free. Bottom line is I don't want it to come out of my pocket. So I can go into BJ's any day, get a great deal on dog food, a great unit price, or I can go into PetSmart and Walmart and walk out with a lot of small bags of dog food and pay nothing. So my way of looking at it is free always trumps a good deal. So what I do is I look for the highest value coupon of any product I can get, as long as it doesn't have a size restriction, and then I'll look for the smallest package price item and then get it for free. And that's what I've been doing with I'm Dog and Cat Food. There's $8 off coupons that are always out there. You can get them at your vet. They're on clipping service sites, things like that. I'll go to Walmart or PetSmart. They're usually $5 or $6 there. With the $8 coupon, it makes it free. And what's even better than that is Walmart right now just changed their coupon policy to favor couponers, where if the price on the coupon exceeds the value of the item, they will allow you to take that overage and apply it to other items in your cart, or they will actually physically hand you the cash back. So every time I go in, if I get a thing of cat food for $5 with an $8 coupon, I have $3 left over to use for whatever I want in the store, which is how I usually get my produce with my overage coupons at Walmart. So different way to think, but it definitely beats. I'm not going to be able to get away with that at Costco. I'm not walking out of Costco for free. I'm walking out of Walmart for free with a carriage full of pet food and a carriage full of produce. And so to me, you know, that's just a different way of looking at it, but it's going to cost you nothing.
So do you prefer to shop at the brick-and-mortar stores or online?
Brick-and-mortar stores, normally. Sometimes I'll shop online, but normally a brick-and-mortar store because you can use a manufacturer's coupon and a big stack of them. It's more fun.
Question from Twitter. This is coming from Tom. He'd like to know, do you have any suggestions for saving money on gasoline?
I do. A lot of stores, grocery stores, actually offer what they call their gas points, where you can earn points for buying certain things at the grocery store. Shaw's in my area, unfortunately, they stopped their program, but they had their gas point program. Stop and Shop has their gas point program right now.
Stop and Shop has that with, I can't remember if it's Hess or Shell.
I think they have, they're opening their own gas station. I think it's, I want to say it's Shell. I can picture like the logo. I think it's Shell. But they have, they'll show you each week, you know, buy this, this, or this, so many of this item at Stop and Shop, and you earn so many gas points. So the trick to that is look for any of those items that work out free or near free with a coupon and get those items. Even again, even if you don't need them, if it's going to bring your gas down, or bring it down to nothing is the goal, but if it's going to bring it down at all with the price of gas right now, that's what you want to do. So if you can find coupons to match those deals, which on my website, How to Shop for Free, we have a Stop and Shop forum. A woman named Laurie runs it. She puts everything on there that qualifies for gas points, and then we just figure out what the best deal is to get the most gas points without any money out of pocket, and now you're going to save, you know, you're going to save a lot of money off of your gas that way.
It's interesting that we're seeing so many different retailers that are doing stuff with gas, especially. There were a bunch of offers out there if you made so many, so much in a particular, or purchased so much in a particular retail store that you would get, say, a $50 free gas card. Now, a lot of these credit card companies offer things like that. What's your opinion on that?
It depends on the credit card company. If it's going to give you something for free and it's a legit company, then do it. But if it's a company you never heard of, or if they're making you jump through all these hoops to do it, then I avoid it. So we just had a promotion at our local grocery store. If you bought $100 worth of gift cards to different places, and a gas station was one of them, you got $20 free in groceries. So that was a different way to look at it. Okay, buy your whatever gas station you go to, buy a gift card for that gas station, now you get $20 in free groceries. So that helps. There's so many different promotions. CVS has had one. I'm not sure if it ended, where if you spent, you bought so much in products, they give you a free gas card. That's obviously, that's a legit company, a legit store, so that's a great way, especially if you can figure out how to get those items free with coupons and still get your free gas card, that's a no-brainer. So there's lots of different ways to do these deals. I always challenge it. You have to think outside the box, look at it like a math problem, and figure, challenge yourself how to make the deal work free. And so many times, if you really try, there's a solution to all these problems to make them work out for free. I've gotten free gas. I've gotten gas for 9 cents a gallon by just challenging, thinking unconventional, and making the deals work to make the deals happen. So
wow.
It's just fun. It's almost like a game. It's a coupon game where you just keep challenging yourself to get bigger and better. And, you know, you start with your free toothpaste and just go from there and see what else you can get for free and just keep challenging yourself, and anything's possible.
I remember my credit card company offered, it's interesting when they give you the points, they'll tempt you with, say, a $25 gift certificate to a particular chain restaurant. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at the options, and what's interesting is that they always have these cheap products, like appliances that are, you could get them for $20, maybe less.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to use so many points to get them. And it's amazing how I guess people really want these things. And to me, I rather save the points and get a $100 gift certificate to Sears or something like that. And that's what I wound up doing with the points. It was just worth it just to wait a little longer and get the gift certificate. But the one thing that I found out was that they take quite a bit of time to ship those gift certificates to you. So it's not like you're going to get it within maybe even 2 weeks' time. They usually take at least a month to generate it and then ship it out to you. So, you know, that's one thing that I learned. I was hoping to get one of those gift certificates to be used for a Christmas present, and it just, you know, the timing.
Did you call them and ask? Because I've done them before, and they've come. I don't think I've ever waited a month. I mean, that seems like a long time to wait.
No, mine was a Sears. It was a Sears MasterCard, I think, and you had to wait. I did a little bit to wait, but it was for my brother, and he was pretty understanding about
yeah.
it. But
but you got it in the end, so it's free
exactly.
money. Yeah.
Exactly. So what about these places? Like, I'm just curious. Do you ever go to these places? Like, I can't think of it. Dean and Buster's, is it? I forgot what they call. There's a. They just changed the name of the different chains where.
Is it like a burger place, Dave and Buster's?
Yeah. Where they have all these. If you have so many coupons, you can get this, that, the other thing for nothing. And I'm just curious, what do you think of places like those? Because it's great training, I think, for kids.
Yeah, I don't have a Dave and Buster's around us, but I was in Rhode Island doing a seminar at the home show, and I did see their signs. But, yeah, if you can get a deal, even especially near Christmas time, all the restaurants and places like that will say, buy a gift card for somebody, and we'll give you a smaller gift card for yourself. So, again, that's a no-brainer. Even if you plan on eating there, if that's your restaurant or you're a kid that you only go to that place, buy your gift cards in advance and, you know, double your money or extend your money by getting those free gift cards on the side. So, yeah, definitely do things like that. If it's a legitimate business and a legitimate place that you're sure they're going to hand you what you're supposed to get, then anything. If it's free, get it. I'm always concerned about kids with credit card debt or anybody with credit card debt. So another thing that a lot of people don't know that is, if you have a store credit card or you want to get a store credit card but you're afraid of credit card debt, which you should be because so many people fall into that, you can pay your credit card off at the register before you even walk away. So if you're at a store and it says, you know, sign up for this credit card and we'll give you 30% off for today, then do it as long as your credit is solid enough that you don't have to worry about an extra credit check. Sign up, get that 30% savings, pay with the credit card, cash out, get your receipt. Before you leave that register, say, okay, I'd like to put money on my credit card, and then pay your bill right there at the register. So you're never going to get a bill in your mail. You're going to pay it right off. You're going to do the cash method, and you're safe.
Great advice.
Yeah. So many people will charge something, and it'll be a small amount. Like you might charge them for $10, and for whatever reason you forget to pay it. Now you're going to get hit with this $35 late fee plus this high percentage rate, and now your credit's going to get affected. So I always, if you're going to charge, pay it right off. And if you don't have the money, then don't buy it.
One of the most confusing or trickiest things that are out there in the world of retail is the rebate. So many times have I seen in fine print you get X number of dollars off or whatever the case may be, and then you see after rebate in very fine print. That's always something that usually, if it's something I really need, then I'll buy it, but for the most part, if it's something that I don't need, I won't buy it just because of the fact that it's such a hassle to go through the whole rebate process.
Mm-hmm.
I know you spend quite a bit of time talking about rebates. What are your thoughts on rebates? Which type of rebates should you take advantage of, and are there any rebates that you should just avoid?
I like the easy rebates. I call myself a rebate slacker. I personally don't like to cut the UPC off, find my receipt, circle it, get it in the mail, and mail it out because, sometimes you might forget. And if you're buying it just for the rebate and you forget to mail it, well, you just wasted your money. So if you are going to do a rebate, I suggest doing it right when you get home, even if it's, on your dog food. Dump your dog food into the plastic container and just get it out then so you don't forget, because I personally am awful with remembering.
That's really great advice. I actually bought paint from Lowe's, I think it was a year or two ago, and I came across the rebate in an envelope, and I was just like, oh, yeah, nice of me to mail this out.
Yeah.
Really great.
Yeah, that's why I'm always, if I'm going to do it, I make myself do it the second I get home before I even unpack the groceries. Let's get this rebate in an envelope and get it going. But I'm also a fan of the easy rebates, like Staples has the easy rebate and Rite Aid has the easy rebate, where you just enter your information from your receipt online and it does it for you and tells you what you qualify, and then they send you the check in the mail. And that's just, it's like the no, it's like the rebates for dummies. It's simple. You don't have to cut anything. You don't have to mail anything. You don't have, you know, you don't need a great memory. So that's a nice, simple, and easy way to do it. But I try getting everything for free, so the rebate is just like an added bonus. We have a Rite Aid form on my website, and a woman named Carnot is kind of in charge of that one. And she calls it turning her coupons into cash. She's actually done enough rebates through Rite Aid where she didn't pay anything for the product. She got the products free with coupons, but they still qualify for rebates, and Rite Aid will allow you to still get that check even if you didn't pay actual cash. She ended up with enough rebate money in her account. She bought her husband a pickup truck. So rebates are great as long as you're not a rebate slacker. As long as you remember to mail them in and get them done, it's an extra form of income.
How much time do you recommend that people spend, or is there a particular amount of time, or is it just something that should be just a change in lifestyle? It's something that you should always be aware of.
How much time using coupons?
Yeah, just trying to incorporate all the different methods of saving into your everyday life. Because I know for me, I don't go shopping every day. If I go grocery shopping, sometimes I only go once a month. It depends upon what I need because I grow a lot of things that I use. But if you have a large family and you need to go shopping at least once a week, how should you organize yourself?
You want to take baby steps because you want this to be fun. We call this, you know, a coupon high. Once you walk out of the store without paying anything, you get this high, and you want to keep it that way. You want to have fun with it. So you want to start with baby steps. But the key to shopping for free is you have to stockpile. If something, I can't emphasize enough, if something is free now, you want to look at the expiration date, ask yourself how much you and your family is going to use between now and that expiration date, and get it while it's free. Don't get, you know, one or two things of pasta if it's free this week, which it's going to be next week at Stop and Shop. Get the 12 or the 20 boxes while it's free. And you don't want to go next month and pay full price for the product. And once you start doing that, you're going to find you don't even need to go to the grocery store. I hardly ever go to the grocery store because once your items are stockpiled, you really don't need to shop. And I think that's intriguing for people that don't like to shop. Do it, jump in, stockpile, and now all of a sudden you just shop when you feel like shopping or if there's a great deal. If there's not a great deal, I don't shop. Most people on my website designate one day a week to shop, and they just do it all of that time. Again, the beauty of the website is we all work together. We're a pay-it-forward website. Everybody helps everybody, and we have the different store forums. So you can just go on if you're going to go to CBS. You just go on and see what we're talking about that works out free and just copy our list and go with that or the grocery store or the mall or whatever and just have fun with it and challenge yourself to find out what you spend a week and try and give yourself goals, beat your goals, and get your number down to whatever number you want to be at for the week, whether it's $100, $50, $4, $1, whatever it is. Challenge yourself and take baby steps to reach the goal, and anybody can do it.
Obviously, your forums are very organized, and you have wonderful people that really are very giving and are very patient, especially with new people. What about the different Google groups and Yahoo groups, so on and so forth, that are out there? I remember many years ago, I signed up, I think it was a Yahoo group, and I was bombarded with so many offers, but unfortunately my email address had been given out, and then I just got slammed with all sorts of stuff. And the thing is that at the time, I didn't think to use different coupons and whatnot that didn't apply to me. Mm-hmm. But are there any groups that you recommend? Are there any groups that you recommend to avoid?
I recommend, of course, my group, howtoshopforfree.net.
Of course. And what is your website, Kathy?
www.howtoshopforfree.net. I actually started my group on Yahoo, which was it was a free service. It was a great way to start, but we outgrew it quickly. And the problem with the Yahoo group is it's no possible way to organize it. Everything's just like this run on post after post. So that's why I moved it to a forum, and then I moved it to my own separate forum, like a big, you know, so everything is organized and neatly put together. If you are joining coupon groups or things like that, I recommend opening up a separate email account for all your coupon related business. So Yahoo and Google give out free email accounts. So just make yourself your own coupons at Yahoo or, you know, any name at Yahoo and create a separate email account so it's all separate from your personal emails, so nothing gets mixed up. And then you don't have to worry about your own personal email getting hacked into where, you know, you pay your mortgage or have all this personal information. It's all completely separate. But I only go on, again, sites that I know the company's name, you know they're big. It's, you know, if you've never heard of it, I probably wouldn't go on. And if you're questioning it, you can just go on my website and just ask out to the group or go on my Facebook page and just say, has anyone heard of this site? Is it legit? Or Google it and find out if it's legit and just, you know, look around. But if it's not a big name, I usually avoid it.
There are many coupon services that require that you install their software in order to print out the actual coupons.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that? And once again, are there any sites or services that you should steer clear from?
Most of them require you to install, I believe it's called ActiveX. It's just so you can print and it can track, because you're only allowed to print 2 coupons per IP address, and they have tracking, just a whole big world of coupon fraud. That's a whole other story. So coupons.com, SmartSource, RedPlum, they're all completely legit, trustworthy sites that you can print from. So yes, I would install their software and print from them because they're big major names. If it was something smaller, I hate to bash any sites. Cool Saving is a good site, but it makes you jump through a lot of hoops to get to your final destination offer.
Yeah, and I stopped using them for that reason. It just became, it was too much of a project just to save money. I was wasting more of my time.
Mm-hmm.
Than saving money.
Yeah, exactly. And it's sad because they do have a lot of great offers and promotions. If they could just lay back, you know, back off of all those promotional affiliate things they're trying to make you jump through, and that's basically what they're trying to do, is trying to get some affiliate advertising, keep you on there. So, I mean, it is a legit site, but I personally skip it because I don't want to jump through hoops to save 50-cent coupon. I just give me my coupon, let's get in, let's get out, and let's go shopping. So anything that makes you jump through hoops, just skip. It's simpler to just go direct through the manufacturer's website, get the coupon. Any products you use, organic companies you use, just type in their name and the word coupon, or go to their website, call them, ask for coupons, and get them that way.
You can actually call companies to get coupons.
Mm-hmm. And samples. And it's great with organics or gluten-free, things like that. Any product, if you like it, companies love to have people call them and say, you know, oh, I love your product, instead of, you know, someone calling up to complain. They want these happy phone calls. So just say, look, I love your product. Can you put me on your mailing list? Do you have any coupons or samples you can mail me? And now they're going to start sending them. Some other companies, if you haven't tried their product, just let them know. Say, look, I'm on this special diet. I'd like to try your product, but I don't want to spend $10 for this gluten-free bread. Can you send me a sample so I know if I like it or not? And that way you can try the product first. And they'll put you on their mailing list. They'll send you coupons. And it's a great way to get coupons, try products, and it's all completely free. So anything you eat, drink, product you use, all has a label on it, all has a contact number. You can just start calling them and just see what you can get from each different person.
Granted, it is the end of July, but back to school is, the shopping has already begun.
Mm-hmm.
What do you recommend to people that are shopping for back to school clothing? Because there are so many sales that are going on, and especially now you're starting to see Christmas items in the store. What tips do you have as far as clothing and other non-consumable items?
I would start any back-to-school clothing you want to start right this very second. Like, once this interview is not done, go to the mall and buy now. Because right at the last week of July, August 1st, the prices, the clearance all of a sudden is just missing and the deals are gone. So right now, like big clothing stores like Abercrombie and Hollister, they're having 50% off their clearance. Their jeans are half off. You can get jeans for $8 to $10, which is cheaper than you're going to find at Kmart and Walmart. Get them now. Make your kids happy. Pay less than you would at, you know, the no-name brand, because in a week or two, they're, you're not going to see anything in Hollister for $8. So now is the time. I always buy off-season, stock up. But there's really great clearance. I can't say right now, there's really great clearance sales. This week, right now, is the moment to buy your clothing. If you're going to wait, I would wait until after school actually starts. If you can send them off in their old clothes, if you can, because right when school starts, that's when they got the new line of clothes will be on clearance, so then they'll start getting marked down there. Back-to-school supplies, Staples has their penny sale. They did one last week. They don't have it this week, but Office Max, Office Depot, they all have amazing sales right now. You can get things for a penny or a quarter. Stock up on things like that.
Oh, and if you're a teacher, they have the teacher appreciation.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, you can get more than the average customer, too, on the penny items. And then whenever there's deals like that, if there's, you know, they always have the markers and the glue sticks and the paper and things like that, grab some extra to keep them for emergency backup party gifts or stocking stuffers. Get them now, whether a penny, a nickel, a dime, and save them and put together a little craft, you know, art kit for somebody for under a dollar for, you know, $20 worth of merchandise. So you have an instant gift if your kid has a school party and you don't have a gift. Now you give them art supplies in a, you know, great, cheap, inexpensive way.
Yeah. I could just see my niece and my nephews. Oh, gee, Aunt June, thank you. Art supplies.
Well, I guess it depends on the age. I mean, my 5-year-old would love it. He goes through so much paper and paints.
Yeah, that's true. They do like to draw and color.
Stock and Crayola.
Yeah. No, but it's smart because I have so many glue sticks that I actually just stopped. If anybody offered it to me, I would just say, no, I'm good. I'm plenty of it. But as you pointed out, you can still donate it.
Donating it
is perfect. It's interesting when it comes to anything for cats and dogs. My dog died over a year ago, but if I get anything that's for dogs, I'll donate it because I, you know, that I've been trained as far as donating those types of products. But thanks to you, I will be donating a lot more to the local pantries. Now, with the actual calendar year when it comes to sales, do you have on your website, I guess, a seasonal listing of when to shop for which particular types of items? I know for me, when I'm shopping for anything computer-related, it's always August or it's Black Saturday.
Black Friday.
Well, Black Saturday in Staples. And mind you, folks, Staples has no affiliation with the show or with me. Just love them.
They do.
Bought a laptop for, I think it was $399. I got up 3 o'clock in the morning, and I stood online. I was number 3. And it was a very expensive laptop. But, you know, you do what you have to do, and I was quite happy with it. Still have it.
Good. I actually do have a seasonal list that's actually in my book, How to Shop for Free, and I list it all in there. And I am a huge diehard fan of Black Friday. I usually rest on Saturday, but Black Friday, and there's tons of tricks to Black Friday, too, where I've never gotten up at 3 a.m. and I'm still getting the goods I want. So there's all the tricks to Black Friday are in my book as well. There's so many different ways to go about getting the deals, but huge diehard.
You still think that Black Friday is worth it?
I love it. It's just, yes. I can't. It's like my favorite day of the year. It's more important than my kid's birthday. Is it?
I can see you smiling.
Yes, I am. It's just like, it's just I don't know. It's just all people like me are out, and it just, I feel like I'm with all my own people that understand, and you get that look in your eye, and you can spot the new me or the people that don't fit in, like, you don't belong here, go back home. So it's just, I don't know, something about Black Friday. My whole life is just my favorite day of the year.
So when you score big savings, who's the first person that you call?
My husband, usually. It depends. Sometimes it's a girlfriend. It depends on the deal. If it's a deal that I know my best friends have been looking for, I would call them. I would call Cardinal on my website. I'd probably call Cardinal on my website first. It's a great deal because she's turned into like my mom, my coupon mom. So we kind of go back and forth with things like that. She's usually calling me, telling me to get out of bed and go get a deal, though. She's the early bird. But Black
my brother
Friday,
will do that to me. He'll call me up and I'll say, hey, I have to go here because they're doing this. And then especially when it comes to garden supply type items, because it's one thing that when I go into one of these garden centers, I literally need blinders because I could spend hours just looking at tools.
Mm-hmm.
Go figure.
Yeah. Well, Rite Aid, I believe Cardinal just told me Rite Aid is, I think, 75% off all their garden stuff this week. So, and I think Target's 80% off all their outdoor stuff. So there's some great deals right now on anything outdoor related. Now is the time. But it's probably slim pickings.
Now, another question for you. With the buy one, get one free type deals,
mm-hmm.
how is the best way that you can utilize them? And are there any things that you really should know when it comes to some of these specials? Because, I mean, you see it with, I think it's Payless is always advertising buy one, get one free, and now you're seeing it other different types of either restaurants or doesn't matter what the retail outlet is, but you're starting to see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any particular way to really, I guess, structure it so that when you're shopping, maybe you can get one pair of this and, you know, complement it with something else?
Mm-hmm. Buy one, get one free is one of the best type of sales as long as your store policy hasn't. Unfortunately, a lot of store policies has caught on to this coupon explosion and started to tweak their policies. But in general, if your store has a buy one, get one free sale and you have a manufacturer's buy one, get one free coupon, you can combine both of them and get both items completely free with no out-of-pocket. They're both yours. So a lot of stores still have that. You need to check your store's policies. It usually happens at the grocery store and the drugstore for things like makeup or razors. At this one at Stop and Shop this week right now, the Schick disposable razors are on sale, buy one, get one free. There's a coupon that came out in the insert last month for buy one, get one free. So you go in with get two razors with your coupons completely free. But again, some stores have changed their policy. Stop and Shop is still allowing that. Others have decided to take that away from us. So always check your coupon policies, print them out, highlight that section, carry it with you in case your cashier tries to give you a hard time, because some people just don't understand how that all works. It's basically the manufacturer is giving you one, and you're paying for the second item with your manufacturer's coupon, and coupons are a form of currency because the store redeems them to the manufacturer for the face value of the coupon plus a handling fee, so that's how they look at it. So those are great deals. Some stores have, like the buy one, like the shoe stores would have buy one, get one free. Well, that's basically only a good deal if you want to, and then I just look at it as they're half off. But you want to make sure if you're getting the second item free and you don't really want it, you're not going to wear it, it's really not a good deal. You're better off waiting for a percentage off sale and getting it then, or looking for coupons online on printable coupons or eBay, mm-hmm. and stack coupons like that to get even more savings.
Are there any particular types of deals, especially online, that you should avoid? Because I know with eBay especially, I'll see advertisements for specific types of coupons, and especially if the date is cutting it a little bit too close,
it makes me wonder,
okay, should I try it or not?
If the date's too close, you probably don't want to try it unless it's from a seller, you know, close to you, a state over, like Massachusetts, New York. Yeah, I would chance it. You want to look at, if you're on eBay, the person's feedback score tells a lot about how fast they ship. You don't want to buy from someone with a short expiration date coupon that says, I only ship on Wednesdays of, you know, once a month or something, because they're not going to get to you in time. So look at their feedback. If for whatever reason you get the coupon and it's expired before you get it, most sellers will reimburse you the money. If not, PayPal's the middleman. They hold the money. Just let them know. Say, they sent me this and it's expired, because they technically can't send you an expired coupon, even though it's not really their fault if the mail got there or not. But, you know, they'll usually work in your favor. If not, PayPal will protect you.
Thank you.
Tons of great deals.
Do you have any particular advice that is geared for senior citizens as far as special discounts that you really wouldn't know unless you asked?
That's the thing. You should ask. Any store you go in, ask if they have a senior citizens discount. If you don't feel comfortable walking in and asking, pick up the phone, call them, go on their website, look around. But a lot of stores, like Kohl's, will have a special senior citizens day where they'll give you a percent off, or mall stores or outlet stores. So that there's a lot out there. It's something you kind of have to do your homework, but just ask. Sometimes you can, you know, get free coffee for a senior citizen, all different. There's just so many deals out there. It's really hard, especially as a senior citizen, if you don't have the internet to know them all. So just ask, and if not, find your senior friend that's more outspoken than you and make them ask.
Do you have a member of your forum that specifically targets the whole senior community?
I can't say that I do. I feel like I'm the one that
spearheads
out for them
and
donates to them. But I guess I don't, maybe I should spend more time looking for specific deals that they can get on their own. I'm more the, I feel like I just want to give to them and take care of them. But no, that's, unfortunately I don't. That's a good
idea. One of the things that I've discovered is that, especially with seniors, I've done a lot of charity work, and I've noticed, especially when interacting with seniors, that many of the chain restaurants offer specific discounts during certain times of day, or, as you mentioned, free coffee, whatever it may be, because of the fact that seniors tend to socialize quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just interesting that if you don't ask, you might not know.
You might not know.
But there are discounts from everything from, for us, the Long Island Railroad, to movie theaters,
mm-hmm.
you name
Lowe's,
it. There's
Lowe's does a discount for veterans, too. If you're a veteran, you get a discount. And they don't advertise that much either. So it is a lot of hidden discounts that, again, if sometimes you just got to ask, but maybe I should start a forum on my website that just targets all the senior-specific deals, because there is so much out there.
See, I'm giving you more work.
You are me. That's what I need.
Speaking of movies, the new Harry Potter just came out a couple of days ago,
mm-hmm.
and there are all sorts of discounts that are being offered by Fandango and all sorts of different movie ticket dispensing services. How do you score on movie tickets? I mean, the cost of one movie ticket is astronomical. In New York City, I think, for a movie ticket, it's anywhere from $15 to $20.
Wow.
Out on Long Island, it's a little bit less. But the cost of a movie ticket is ridiculous. And then if you're someone who consumes concession stand food, which I personally don't, but millions of people do, according to the sales, how do you save when it comes to movies?
Well, there's a lot of different ways. There's Groupon and Living Social. They're both a really great website where you can get tickets at a huge discount. You could also go at matinee, I'm sure Harry Potter is probably excluded from their matinee specials, but most general movies you can go in, and if you go before 4 o'clock or so, I'm not sure what the cutoff is for matinee, you're going to get in for less. As far as concessions, I just bring my bag, and I have my own popcorn and my own drinks in my bag, in my oversized purse, and do it that way. Go on the movie, the websites for whatever cinema you're going to. Look for coupons. Look for printable coupons.
Hey, I do it. I'm not embarrassed to say it, because I won't eat the stuff in the concession stands. I don't drink soda, and I'm not about to eat any of the genetically modified popcorn. Pardon?
You sneak in food, too?
I bring my own organic snacks, and actually friends that have come with me to the movies, they look forward to it because I always have the good stuff. I see more and more people doing that, and I think it's sending a message to the movie theater owners that they need to offer more organic and healthier snacks than the garbage that's out there, because people, especially parents, they don't want their kids eating it.
Yeah, get filled up on a giant thing of popcorn. You can just ask for a large ice water instead of a soda. Water's free. So, and if you drink it, if your kid does get the popcorn, at least, you know, they have all that water to absorb all that salt that they're about to intake. So just different frugal ways to make it all work. But I usually bring in the little Ziploc bags of whatever we have for snacks and stick them in there, dried fruit or Cheerios or whatever, keep them happy.
Is there any way that you can apply your techniques to any type of special events, or especially kids' parties?
Sure. I mean, there's a way to do everything. It's just challenging yourself to think differently and be able to happen.
Thank you so much. And this whole segment has just been so interesting, and I personally have learned quite a lot. Do you have any last-minute advice that you'd like to leave our audience with?
Yeah, I know you focus a lot on organics. I'm big on growing my own organics, freezing it. Look in your grocery stores. Most grocery stores have an organic section with an organic magazine. In that magazine, there's usually high-value look at them that way. Visit the store's website, buy coupons on eBay. And again, everything is in my book, How to Shop for Free. It's available in bookstores and on Amazon. I also have, you can follow me on Facebook, join my website, www.howtoshopforfree.net. Join the forum. We're all there to help you. And you can also follow me and find all the deals there. So it's always a deal to be at.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for coming on the show. And folks, again, pick up Kathy's book, How to Shop for Free, and take advantage of everything that she's teaching you, because we just want to save money today. And that is our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much, Kathy, for joining us. And folks, this is June Sawyer with the Organic View Radio Show. Have a great afternoon, and
from a birthday cake, it'll give you more than a stomach ache, but you can't blame the parents that didn't know.